wonder if this sounds familiar to you at all. It's the first thing you reach for in the morning, the last thing you do before you go to sleep. You spend hours with it every day, checking in, updating, emailing, taking photos, not to mention Words with Friends or Candy Crush. And that's all outside of engaging with the computer at work or turning on the TV at night. It's for sure that we live in a screen-dominated digital age, isn't it? And I wonder if it's something that you're even conscious of. I know at times I'm certainly not. Do you even know how much time you would spend each day with a screen? Or maybe you're fully aware and have some really specific rules around how you use your phone or your tablet or watch TV. We were talking about it in the office today. One of my colleagues, they have a rule of no phones or tablets in the bedroom because obviously it's an easy thing just to pick up and look at. Maybe you've done a bit of a digital detox and been surprised by how hard it was to give up your screen time and just how many hours you're spending with your phone in hand or online. The reason I'm asking you to think about your screen time today is that another report has been released that says our children are spending more and more time glued to their devices, and those aged 12 and 13 are staring at a screen for at least 3 hours a day. So I'm interested to know how you go about managing screen time at your place. And I'd love it if you were really honest with me as well. Tell me what you use screen time with your children for. Is it a reward for good behaviour? Maybe a way to keep them quiet when you're out for dinner? I will put my hand up to that one from time to time. 1-300-222-720. Give me a call. How are screens used in your house? And what do you do to manage your own screen time and that of your children's as well? Dr. Christy Goodwin is a digital parenting expert, and she's also the author of the book, Raising Your Child in a Digital World. I'll be speaking with her in just a moment, but first we sent Drive reporter Anthony Stewart out to find out about how people feel about the amount of screen time children are exposed to.
Because we don't allow our 8-year-old to sit in front of the computer for that much time, and my other daughter's only 12 weeks old.
Do you think it's important to manage the amount of time your children spend in front of computer screens?
Well, I guess it is, because we don't want our children to grow up as being the type of kids that you see. Well, we don't want to be one of those families that you see where the kids are engrossed in their tablets or what have you. Mum and dad are talking or fighting and the kids are off in their own world doing what they're doing.
Do you think that some parents use digital devices to pacify their kids? Say they're out at a cafe. Have you ever been guilty?
Yeah, most definitely they do. Yeah, but that's not something that we are considering.
Well, my kids are older.
Oh, sure.
So, no, it wouldn't be true of mine, but of the younger generation, I've got grandkids. Yes, I think it is true.
Do you think it's a problem?
Yes, most definitely, because they're using that. Some parents are using that as a tool of babysitting, keeping their children quiet and pacifying them. I think kids should be able to go outside and bruise a knee and climb a tree and those sort of things just aren't happening. And I think it's due to, number one, computers and smaller gardens.
Do you think that parents are also a bit to blame because of the amount of time everyone now has to spend in front of a screen?
I think parenting is very different to when my kids were little and, of course, to when I was younger as well. Both parents are needing to work these days, so they're busier, they don't have that time to spend with their children, and this is just hypothesizing, but I know with my own grandchildren, my son doesn't have that time that I used to have and his father used to have to spend with him. So computers are computers are also a learning aid and a teaching aid, and they're everything.
How much time do you think they spend in front of computer screens?
My son plays on the weekends, he spends quite a bit. But not during the weekdays, he's not allowed.
Do you think that screens are a bigger percentage of his time than you would have spent in front of computers?
Oh, far more, yep.
I mean, the question is, do you think it's a distraction and it makes parenting easier? Is that part of the benefit of the computer?
No, I just think it's, he gets a lot of enjoyment from it, I give him that, but there's better ways to spend his time than watching a screen.
Have you ever thought yourself that you might take a digital detox? Do you think you could switch off the computer and get away from the phone and the laptop?
At work, I'd love to, yeah. It sounds good.
It does sound good, doesn't it? I wonder if you've done a digital detox at all. My guest on Drive is Dr. Christy Goodwin. She's a digital parenting expert and also the author of the book Raising Your Child in a Digital World. Speaking to her today because an ongoing national survey of children shows that they are spending more time glued to their devices as they get older. Good afternoon to you, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks. These studies about screen time and children are cropping up really regularly these days, but this one is significant because it's a longitudinal study of Australian children. It's tracked 4,000 of them since 2004. Did anything stand out for you in terms of what's been released with this research today?
Look, I think it validates what a lot of us know, and that is that children are spending increasing amounts of time with what we often refer to as their digital appendages. We are raising literally screenagers. Children from very young ages are being dumped into this digital stream and are spending more and more time with screens. That's not that all screen time is toxic and taboo, but like anything in life, too much of it isn't good for kids, especially at young ages.
So how much time are our children spending in front of screens each day?
Look, this latest study suggests that it's quite a significant amount of time. We know from this latest study that children on average are spending approximately 2.2 hours each weekday using screens, and that grows, that's between ages 4 and 5, and that figure increases significantly to 3.3 hours by the time they're 12 and 13 years of age, just on weekdays. And obviously we would see, and we do see in the data, an increase on weekend usage because children have more available time. So this is a significant amount of time. And we have to be careful because any time with a screen has a displacement effect. So it's there's an opportunity cost. So, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours with a screen is 3 hours not spent being physically active, playing, interacting, reading, problem solving, all the sorts of things that we know children still really need, these basic needs that they have.
Yeah, you mentioned the displacement effects. From your research and experience, what impact is this, I guess, amount of screen time, a significant amount of screen time having on our children?
Look, we have seen some research that tells us very clearly that excessive amounts of screen time can erode children's basic needs. So we know that it's impacting on children's sleep quality and quantity, especially the use of tablets and smartphones before sleep can be problematic. It's having a huge impact on obesity rates. Childhood obesity, you know, is at really high levels and concerning levels. So we know that sedentary activity, like using screens, is a contributing factor. We also are seeing some emerging evidence that it's even changing the way kids learn, their learning preferences and predispositions as well. So we need to be really careful. That's one of the key things that we need to look at when kids are using screens. Is it helping or harming their basic developmental needs? And obviously need to be mindful that it isn't damaging or derailing them.
You say, I've read that you say children have 7 basic needs in a 24-hour period. What are they?
Look, and it's really interesting. The neuroscience has consistently and the developmental science has identified these. And kids, whether they're born in 2010 or 1970, have 8 basic unchanging developmental needs. And they are relationships and attachments. They are language, play, sleep, physical movement, quality nutrition, and the last one is a bit of a new one. It's something called executive function, and they're basically your child's higher order thinking skills like working memory and impulse control. And we just need to be really mindful that their time on devices isn't superseding or eroding opportunities to develop each of those building blocks or those basic needs.
You're listening to Dr. Christy Goodwin, a digital parenting expert on 720 ABC Perth, and we're talking about a study that has been released today. It's a longitudinal study. It's tracked 4,000 children since 2004, and today released some findings about screen time and the huge amount of hours that our children as young as 4 and 5 are spending each day watching screens. So, Christy, what is the amount of screen time that, say a child between the age of 4 and 5 can be exposed to each day without there being a problem?
Look, that's the million-dollar question that every parent would love.
Can't you answer it for me?
Look, I'm going to tell you, we do actually have government guidelines and recommendations. So in that age range, the current guidelines are for no more than 1 hour of screen time a day. Now, before you panic and fall off your chair and think, you know, I've been a bad parent and I've exceeded that, studies have shown us that nearly 83% of Australian children are not adhering to the recommended guidelines. So kids definitely need boundaries and parameters around how much they can have, but I think it's really difficult for us to prescribe time-based limits purely based on a child's chronological age. Kids have different tipping points. I'm sure you've experienced, if you've got multiple children, you know, some children can cope with half an hour on the iPad, and other children, you know, half an hour on the iPad can then result in the techno tantrum afterwards when you ask for it back. So we need to definitely prescribe time limits. What I suggest that parents do is to calculate a healthy amount of screen time based on their child's basic needs. So we need to think that they have those seven basic needs that we discussed earlier. We make sure that they're all addressed and met every day. And then if there's spare time, we can introduce screens without worrying that it's damaging their development and their learning. So kids definitely need limits, but it's hard to prescribe a universal amount.
And I have lots of other questions to ask you, but just to interrupt for one moment and give people a traffic update, if you've just tuned in, there's been a truck crash on the Kwinana Freeway. All lanes are blocked southbound on the Mount Henry Bridge at Salter Point. Main Roads is now diverting traffic off at Canning Highway, and we're told the traffic is backing up to the Narrows Bridge. Traffic really heavy, as you can imagine. It's 23 minutes past three. This will take some time to clear. So please, if you can go another way, then do so this afternoon. Christy, you mentioned calculating healthy screen time. Is it okay to use screen time as a reward? I know it's something that I do as a parent, and I'm sure that a lot of other people do as well. But I guess I think about it, you know, when we talk to people now about sugary foods and drinks and things like that, and then we're not, you know, we shouldn't necessarily use them as a reward because it changes the way that children interact with them. Will we be looking at screen time in that way at some point as well?
Look, I'm going to wear my practical mum hat and because when I answer this and say yes, at times I do use screens as a reward. If I'm wearing my researcher hat, I'd say ideally we try not to use it as that reward mechanism all of the time, because we want our kids to see technology as being a tool and not a toy. And if we start to use it as a reward type device, they will very quickly learn to be powerful negotiators and start, you know, coming up with all sorts of elaborate plans to try and get more and more of their digital fix every day. So I try to discourage that where we can. What we want children to do is to establish healthy habits and healthy relationships with technology. We want them to manage it and not the other way around where it manages them. So we need to establish these habits early on.
And I think we can probably do that when they're younger. I've had a text from Liz, 0437922720. She says, I'm a mother of three teenage sons and regulating screen time becomes harder when your children become older. It's my only conflict I have with my boys, but remain firm with screen time rules. I've recently downloaded an app that allows me to regulate my modem to anyone connected. I have the power. Teenagers can't self-regulate. I think that's a great idea from Liz. But is it something that we need to adapt screen time and how we manage it depending on the age of our children?
Absolutely. And Liz is exactly right. If we establish, much like a tree, if we establish, planted a tree in the backyard and then decided after a couple of months it wasn't in the right spot and wanted to transplant it, if we did that relatively early on, it would be easy to transplant. It wouldn't be costly. But if we left it there for years and years and it established its root base, it would be very difficult to transplant. And it's exactly the same when it comes to healthy technology habits. If we get it right from the start, it's much easier for us to sustain rather than trying to wrangle devices off our teenagers who don't want to hand them over. So we do need to be flexible, and we do need to have different expectations and guidelines with kids according to their chronological age as well.
So can you give us some practical ways that we can set screen time boundaries? Let's start, say, with children who might be primary school aged.
Absolutely. So we definitely need to have the boundaries around how much they use. So I recommend that families come up with something that I call a media management plan. And it sounds very formal, but it doesn't have to be. It can be as simple as a conversation or a discussion, or if you want a more formal document, you can do that as well. But we need to really establish clear boundaries around how much they can access. When they can access, we often overlook the time of the day is really critical, especially since we're now seeing changes in children's sleep habits because of screens. So having firm rules around how much, when they can use the device, what they can access, and making sure that we have really robust filters installed to prevent our children from, you know, accidentally stumbling across content we don't want them to watch.
Mm.
And also really firm boundaries around how they're using the devices. We're often overlooking children are, as we know, as this study has pointed out, children are spending huge amounts of time with screens. We have to make sure they're using it in ways that won't encroach on their physical health. So, you know, we're seeing concerns with their posture, with their vision and their hearing as well because of this prolonged use with screens. So coming up with a plan, establishing the plan is actually the easy part. Actually then enforcing it consistently is the tricky part when it comes to kids.
Em on text has sent you a text. Dr. Christy Goodwin, digital parenting expert with us on Drive 720 ABC Perth. She says, please, can I ask you what constitutes screen time? Does it include staring at a smart board at school, watching YouTube educational videos in the classroom, watching movies at lunch when it's wet weather possible? If so, kids come home from school with 3 hours screen time a day already.
Yes, absolutely. Great question. Yes, according to our government guidelines, screen time is considered any time with a screen, be it a TV, a gaming console, an interactive whiteboard, a laptop, any type of screen activity is considered screen time. And that's one of the issues I have with our, you know, our prescriptive government timeline, time recommended the document, is that it prescribes time limits but doesn't necessarily look at the what they're doing, and that's really important. Is it leisure or is it learning? Is it active or is it passive? You know, we can have 30 minutes on Skype talking to grandma who lives overseas. That's very different, say, to a six-year-old boy spending half an hour playing Grand Theft Auto. So we really need to look at what it is that they're doing with that time. There are great apps and websites and tools that will actually support children's learning. We just need to be mindful about what they're actually doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we could talk about this all day, I think. But thank you so much for giving us your information and some really practical tips. It's a challenge for parents, and I think it'll be one that will be ongoing for a number of years to come. Good to talk to you today.
Likewise, thank you.
Dr. Christy Goodwin, she is a digital parenting expert. She's also the author of Raising Your Child in a Digital World. She had some really practical advice there that I know I'll be taking on board at home, because it's tough, isn't it, this screen time and children and how to manage it, and teenagers is another story as well. I'm interested this afternoon on how you use screens in your house and what you do to manage your own screen time and that of your children as well. 1-300-222-720. Susan and Chris have been really patient and will come to them straight after the news headlines. Love to hear from you this afternoon as well. 1-300-222-720. Or you can send